Welcome to Sensibly Cynical. My name is Sean, and today I have a fantastic show lined up for you. I will be giving some hot takes regarding sports and entertainment. According to the highly acclaimed Urban Dictionary, hot take is defined as an opinion that is likely to cause controversy or is unpopular. But before I get to my list of hot takes, here is our ad from A Teaspoon of Healing.
Hi, I'm Dawn Damari, host of A Teaspoon of Healing podcast. On my show, people share their healing journeys, and I chat with nutrition, wellness, and Reiki experts. You can find me on iTunes, Google Play, and wherever you get your podcasts, or go to my website, teaspoonofhealing.com.
All right, before I give my first hot take, I would like to send my condolences to the family of Rudy Bosch. He was a castaway on the first season of Survivor, which aired in 2000. Survivor was the first mainstream reality TV show to be aired in the United States. It was the answer to the question, what would happen if a group of strangers lived on an island together, forced on by these producers, and had to create their own society? They couldn't have fire right off the bat. They couldn't speak before they landed on this beach. And they had to vote people off. They had to say, you know what? We don't like you. Go home. And my hot take is that I think that Survivor needs to be revamped. It is ridiculous now. People can get voted out and come back in the game. That is against everything that Survivor stood for when Rudy, you know, Hatch, Hasselbeck, and a group of other strangers at the time started it all. It goes against all that. When you get voted out, you should be voted out for good. That's it. Go home. Another reason why I think Survivor needs to be totally revamped is that there's too many advantages. You know, idols everywhere. You know, you can block a vote, you can, you know, get a legacy advantage. Like, what the fuck's a legacy advantage? It's something that when you get voted out, you can pass it on to your buddy. You know, you can pass it on to try to blindside somebody later on. And you can create this, I guess, for lack of a better term, legacy, and potentially garner votes at the end because you did them the favor of giving an advantage to them. You did the favor of giving them information. And you're saying, oh, I'm a buddy, vote for me at the end. It's ridiculous. Survivor should be based on strategy, based on old school strategy, once again. True, they need to keep it fresh. True, they need to keep people interested, but enough's enough. It's gotten ridiculous. Too many advantages, too many of this, too many of that. You people get dragged to the end, doing nothing. They're goats. They're called goats. They just bat their way to the end. It's ridiculous. And of course, there's this fire making challenge. That's a bunch of bullshit. You can be a wanted castaway. You could be someone that has played a shitty social game until the final four. Got their way there by, you know, being a yes person. Now, all you have to do is win a fire-making contest and you get a chance at the million dollars by saying, oh, well, I didn't have blood on my hands. It's like, yeah, you did. You got there. You can't get there nowadays without blindsiding people. So the fact that these socially inept players are getting to the end based on twists is ridiculous. And here's another reason why it should be revamped. There's too many repeat players. Too many. I understand there's fan favorites. But then when you have people like Sierra Don Thomas, you have people that no one wants to hear from again. Come back because of some bullshit idea like Game Changers. It's based on strangers. That's what draws people to the game, you know, as viewers. It's seeing people off the street, all different walks of life. They don't know the other person or other people that they are on their tribe. It's ridiculous what's going on with all these repeat players, especially now it is season 39. True, there are new players this season, but there are rumors that season 40 is all returning players. And the fact that I hear maybe in 42 they're going to bring back people, it's crazy. And it's part of the reason why ratings are down. That's another why it needs to be, or a reason why it needs to be renovated. It's because ratings are down and it's bullshit. If they go back to their old ways of less idols, less twists, and go back to the old school Survivor where you have 16 or 18, two tribes, no swaps, just straight up, who has the better social game? Who has the better skill set as far as winning challenges, building alliances the old school way? I'll take you, you take me, get your buddies, and let's move forward. And that is why I think Survivor should be revamped. My next hot take features a television show that has been on air even longer than Survivor has. Saturday Night Live. I think that Saturday Night Live should be canceled. Yes, I said it, canceled. And here are some reasons why. First, the show has gotten too fucking political. You know, it's turned into a leftist outlet for leftists, you know, against right wings, and it's just propaganda now, you know. And I think it's gotten away from what made it great back in the day, you know, with Carrie and Will Ferrell. Now it used to be just a comedy skit, you know, everyone sits around, watches it on Saturday night, obviously, to get away from all the bullshit in their life. Now, it's a political tool, you know, being used in election campaigns. I mean, it's ridiculous. Elizabeth Warren, you know, her $52 trillion Medicare plan that got trolled by Kate McKinnon in the open. I mean, and saying that her insurance plan is like a bad boyfriend. Trying to be funny. No, that's not funny. It's pathetic and it's low. And, you know, I'm surprised that she actually got extended to another fucking year. Kenan Thompson, this guy's been around for fucking ever. 17th year there, you know, and he was known for Kenan and Kel show back in the day. And he's just been hanging out. People know he's there, but, like, no one gives a fuck really about him until something happens, you know, in the news regarding SNL. True, he has this new show, The Kenan Show, which is also on NBC, ironically. So that should be interesting to see how that overlaps and if that has an effect on his schedule moving forward. Another reason why I think that Saturday Night Live should be canceled, the ratings are fucking pathetic. It's Saturday Night Live, you know, and all you can do is 1.5 in the 18 to 49 demographic last year, tied for the series low, you know, and 3.9 for live and same day. I mean, it's just time, and unless they can get back to the drawing board of what made them famous and what made the show so endearing to a global audience, then it's time to hang it up. Nothing lasts forever. And everyone knows that. And as sad as it would be, I'm sure the last few episodes would be amazing because I think people would come out of the woodwork to have like the ultimate send-off. And also, people are leaving. Like, who's next going to leave? Leslie Jones left, and, you know, how long is the aforementioned Kenan Thompson going to stay around? Can they even attract new comedians? I don't think it's as coveted as it was back in the day to say, hey, listen, I'm now making it big in the comedy scene. Let me go to SNL. No, comedians aren't saying it anymore. And if they are, my apologies. But I don't think so. Also, it's just time. I mean, there are things in life that you just look at or watch, TV shows, movies. And it's like, you wonder to yourself, how did this fucking show get greenlit? How did it make it through, you know, all the network producers and presidents and people in charge of what the fuck goes on network TV? It's gotten to the point that SNL is only on news channels for politics. It's jumped the shark. There's no, you know, you type in SNL and it's this political bullshit. Especially now with Trump, people are more sensitive. And of course, that means it's going to be in the news even more when it does anything else remotely controversial. And that's another reason why I think that people aren't into it anymore. Because it's gotten too soft. They're like, oh, I want to hurt someone's feelings, blah, 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 blah. It needs to get back to its root where basically it just doesn't give a fuck and it's comedy. Jokes. Hire the comedians that win AGT. I don't give a fuck. It's the same channel. You know, take your best comedian on the previous AGT season and put them on. Say, hey, listen, here's our guy that just won. Here's your first look at him. And let him fucking shine. Or her shine. Or, you know. Yeah, let her shine. You know, it doesn't fucking matter who it is. It's someone to boost ratings. Because right now, I think it's time for Saturday Night Live to hang it up. I also want to talk about all these networks, you know, getting paid for, you know, premium content channels. At first, I thought it was cool. It's a good way for revenue that wasn't there before. And you say, hey, listen, we're not going to put this on YouTube anymore. Like the extra scenes in Survivor and extra scenes for other shows. We're going to have you pay $5.99, $4.99, whatever. ESPN's doing it, you know, with Peyton's Place and everything. And Kobe Bryant has his little, you know, rants about stuff regarding plays and how it should be done better. I think now he's getting into interviews with guys, you know, Kawhi Leonard over there. And, well, now he's in L.A., but so that makes sense. But the fact of the matter is, it is a business, I agree, but I think it is getting out of control. And my opinion, my hot take, is that they need to stop this shit before it gets like every single channel has something premium. It's like no one's gonna, like, it's eventually going to get tiresome for the consumer to say, hey, listen, I can't have this on ABC, the premium content that used to be for free. Well, I got to pay blah, 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 blah to get content that back in the day was free. I understand things change, society changes, economics change, channels change, business changes. But enough's enough, and hopefully, this doesn't end up hurting the overall, I guess, content or business model moving forward, and that people won't have to spend unnecessary cash to get entertainment. True, this whole thing, you know, Netflix and everything is one thing, but to have every single fucking over-the-air channel have their own premium shit is so stupid. And it's money-hungry corporate guys trying to make money off of every single possible avenue out there. And hopefully it slows down before it gets way out of control and people rebel and just don't buy it. I could see that happening. So please slow down on that. But I know they won't. Now I want to shift to sports. I have a few topics that I would like to talk about tonight. One being this assumption that the Cincinnati Bengals or the Bungles will get the first pick in the draft just due to the fact that they're 0-8, you know, new head coach Taylor over there. Dalton's old, got benched for Finley, the QB out of NC State and everything. And here is my hot take. They won't. I don't think they will. Their schedule's too soft. They have the Browns, Jets, and the Dolphins left. Three of the worst teams in the league. I mean, if they don't win one of those, or I think actually, obviously, they'll get two, and they'll save themselves from being the worst team in the league. They have a solid defense. I think that they will have pride. They will show pride, and they will pull a few wins out of their hat. And at the end, true, they have the Patriots at home and the Steelers at home. But if you're going to play tough teams at the end, at least they're at home, you know. And I feel like the Jets, you could call that one a win at home. And the Browns are at home. That should be a toss-up, but it's a rivalry game, and they always play the Browns tough. So, and let's be honest, Baker Mayfield, you know, I don't think he's going to be too consistent here toward the end. You know, he's in the media all the time. So I could actually see them beating the Browns. And but here's a team that I think will get the first pick in the draft. I think it'll be the Dolphins. I think that the Bengals and the Dolphins will have a battle at the end. Winner gets the second pick. Loser gets the first. And I think it'll be a game where it'll be interesting. It'll see who can tank the best. Who can literally sit out the most guys. And who can give this game away. It should be interesting. The Dolphins are just garbage. And it pains me to say that being a fan of Florida sports teams. But the Dolphins this season, I actually am surprised they have a win. They got that upset. So I'm actually surprised that they have a win. But anyways, I think the Bengals somehow magically get enough wins to save them from getting the first pick. And they probably want the first pick. This is probably bad news for them. They're, if they, you know, I bet the owner and everybody over there is like, shit, we have an easy schedule. It'll be pathetic if we get the first pick with this schedule. So with those reasons, I think that the Bengals will not get the first pick in the 2020 NFL draft. My last hot take will be why I think the FBS college football playoff needs to expand to 16 teams. Listen, some people are saying, oh yeah, it needs to be 8, and they've been saying that for a long time, but I think it needs to go from 4 to 16. Here's why. It is basically statistically, I wouldn't say impossible, but statistically improbable that a team from this group of five will ever, and I mean ever, make the playoffs in with this current format in place. This is what you do. You go back to the ranking system from the old BCS, but you change the formula a little bit. Less computer polls, do the strength of schedule, do opponents played, you know, opponents played, similar to what, you know, high schools do sometimes. Make it a shortened format, and you straight up do a polling system combining AP and coaches, and you take the top 16 of this poll, and you put them in a, you know, 116, 215, first round, etc., 314. I mean, just, you can go on and on and on. Or you can do two sides of the bracket. I mean, there's endless possibilities to go with 16. But this four bullshit needs to end. Now, I know it was a compromise for people bitching about the BCS and bitching about how the format totally stinks and everything. So that is my plan. Now, on top of that, I don't know if too many of you guys know this news, but you may, that college football, the NCAA, has agreed to let college football players make money off their own likeness when it comes to media and video games in the future. They'll make money off their, you know, because people used to complain, and they used to complain that they didn't get money from using their, you know, likeness in a NCAA football game and other entertainment and, you know, social media ads and anything that the NCAA could make money off of, they will. I mean, it's a business just like anything else, and they would use these kids. But at the same time, they would spin this, which is this idea, and which is true, they are getting a free education, a free scholarship that a lot of people don't get afforded to unless they are really smart and, you know, get these bright futures or whatever. But they're getting a free education. I mean, I think that is being underrated here. And I think that they need to be careful with this new system so they don't blur the lines between being a professional league and still, you know, saving face being an amateur sport. So they need to figure it out. That I hope they don't implement this right away. And but as I read somewhere in some opinion article, the rich will get richer. And I agree. But the hot take is, on another hot take regarding this subject, I don't think that's true. I think that some people who are on the fence from going to a group of five to a power five will take the chance to make their legacy even brighter on a smaller conference with a smaller team and do what people did in UCF. But they'll be Mackenzie Milton 2.0. They will go from different cities, different states, and try to create their own legacy. But this time, they will be able to make their money off this legacy. So I think that this notion that, oh, the rich will get richer, maybe that's so. But I think just as equal, these group of fives will become more power fives. Everyone's going to get rich. Theoretically, hypothetically, and just economically. I mean, it's going to happen. So thank you for listening to this episode of Sensibly Cynical. Playing us out will be Common Sense with their song I Will Believe off their album I'm in the Mood, available on CD and on digital anytime. Anything you-